All right, comments from last night's game against the Saints. Disappointing loss, as I stated last night. As you look through all three phases, starting with special teams, really we didn't have many opportunities. I don't think I've ever been part of a game where there's zero returns. But our two onside kicks were definitely opportunities that we did we did not take advantage of. So that's really the special teams report there. Defensively, I think it really comes down to the run defense. We knew we were going up against a tough offense, particularly throwing the football in that environment. The throws were contested pretty much throughout the evening. They made some excellent plays, but the run defense was our Achilles heel, and that's where it all started. The play action that comes off of their run game production. The missed tackles which led to a lot of that production. So that was clearly was not our best effort. So offensively, I thought the production was excellent. The turnovers and the field goals in the red zone were the two things that hurt us there. So it's a tough loss. It was an opportunity to play on a national stage. We knew we were going into a hot situation against a very good football team that needed to win the game. I loved that opportunity. It was something that we needed. We did not take advantage of that. But with that, we'll learn from it. We're 5-3, and we have time to heal as a team. After 8 games in this league, this is a great time for us. So we've had a couple injuries come out of the game. I have confidence that those guys will have a chance to play against Chicago. So we'll know more when we get back in our first practice on Monday. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, just based on the reports that I have, Aaron and I missed each other today. I was obviously in meetings all day. We still haven't had our staff meeting, so I'll probably get a medical update there. But so far, so far so good. I would say is how we're looking at it. Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. This is a great time for a bye for Aaron and TJ and so Morgan and Sam. So it'll be good for us to get healthy.
Mike, he doesn't need to stay here to get treatment though for the week.
Yeah, we have our medical policy is really based off evaluation. Finishing the game, evaluation. So they're very confident where Aaron is today.
So what's your agenda for the weekend when you get back with the team on Monday? What are your
Well, when we get back with the team on Monday, we're going to hit three things. We're going to go back and correct this New Orleans Saints game, as I've learned over my course as a head coach. Correcting the game. I used to like to get back, correct the game on Monday right after, get it in the can and get everything organized. But I don't think that's the case, because I think sometimes those lessons get lost, especially coming after a loss, and after a loss as we lost last night. So when we get back Monday, we'll do the New Orleans corrections. We'll do all of our self-scout findings. We got a couple little things that are new that I'll go through with the team in our team meeting 8:00 on Monday morning, and then we will do we'll start our preparation for Chicago. We'll work normal down the distance Chicago Monday on the practice field.
I know it was through
that was air. Way too much information, by the way. I don't think why I told you all that.
I know it was through the air, but was it nice to see Eddie Lacy get some touches last night and make some plays?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's that's what you're looking for. You're looking for the complete player that he is. The opportunities came last night. Eddie, the ability to run the football. He's a lot more than just a big 230-pound back. Yeah, I mean, he can run it. Excellent pass protection. I mean, his chips and the scan on the first third down. It's a big play to Randall, the 70-yard touchdown play. So, and then his ability also to check downs in the underneath. It was great to get him involved in a screen game. He really hadn't had a lot of opportunities there in games. So, I thought Eddie had probably his best game as a Packer. I was very pleased with the way he played.
As you self-evaluate this week, how much of a priority does it need to be to get him more carries than what he has been getting?
Well, I think you got to focus on touches. I think there's much too much time spent on stat sheets. Let's not forget who our quarterback is. So it's important for us to get the ball to our players, our perimeter players, and Eddie's one of those guys. So, you know, whether he carries it, you know, whether he catches it, it's important for, you know, Eddie and really James coming off that ankle injury last week. You know, those two guys need to touch the football.
What I know he got his touches last night, but what has prevented over the past couple of weeks him from Eddie from getting those touches that he needs to get?
I don't understand what you don't like about our offense over the last couple of weeks. So I'm very comfortable. I don't even know the number of touches that Eddie has, but I'm very comfortable with the number of touches that he has.
Let's talk a little defense. The run defense just hasn't been able at times to get any traction. Like
yeah, the run defense was our Achilles heel, clearly, on defense. Too many missed tackles. We had a couple adjustments that were not clean, but were probably reflected more in the down-the-field passing game. So we need to improve there. That's happened to us twice now, and it's definitely a focus from a defensive standpoint. I wouldn't say satisfied. I think you have to be realistic is probably a better view for me to express to you. I'm realistic with our strengths and continue to work at the things we need to do better. So I think you definitely identify yourself as a team after 6, 7, 8 games. I think the first 4 games you're kind of going through. We had some very unusual games earlier in the year, but I think the last 4 weeks we identified who we are. So we need to stop the run. We can be explosive on offense. You know, we take care of the football, take the football away. We've established that last night. We did not. But we need to be more than a football team that just has to rely on winning the turnover ratio. You know, this game's about making big plays and taking care of the football and taking away. Those are two of the most critical components of it. But to get to where we want to go, we got to overcome when we don't just play right straight to our identity or to our format. So, and we did not do that last night.
Mike, like you say, after 8 games, you kind of know who you are. Mm-hmm. How do you turn a run defense around like that? I mean, it's got to be more than just a few missed tackles, isn't it?
Well, missed tackles are fundamental. So I think anytime you deal with fundamentals, you're in an area of skill development. Skill development is something that can improve each and every day. So, and that's the facts of football. Everybody wants to talk about scheme and personnel. I mean, that's something that you're always weighing and looking at. Are there other individuals that deserve opportunities? Can we use other individuals a certain way? So, I mean, that's really what we talk about as coaches day in and day out. But, our issues on run defense are fundamental. So we need to do a better job of, staying square, getting our gas, and we need to tackle a damn ball carrier and put them on the ground. So that's what we'll be focused on. TJ Lang, he's not doing very good today, but I think he'll feel better as the week goes on, and they're optimistic about potential. Chicago's. It's a little too far out there for me to really give you an accurate reading.
You've kind of done the run defense here, but is it disconcerting that to get to where you guys want to go, you're going to have to beat a Breeze in the playoffs or Peyton Manning or
absolutely
that you're going to have to play better against an elite quarterback than you did last night.
Absolutely. I mean, I think when you play the Saints, just particularly their offense in that environment, under them circumstances, that's the standard of offense that you're going to see in big time games. But hey, it's week 8. To sit here and talk about playoffs and things like that is hideous. We have to beat the Bears in our next home game, and that's the facts of the matter. So we got 8 more weeks to reach our goals, our regular season goals, but more importantly, we need to improve fundamentally each and every week.
Julius said that goal line package has been in the works and has been practicing it for a couple of weeks. What did you see last night that made that the right opportunity to bring it out?
Well, personnel groupings, matchups, obviously if you paid attention to the play from the beginning to the end, what you're trying to accomplish based on which players, lined up where and so forth. So, play design was what you're looking for. The execution was not there.
The the fact that the execution wasn't there, that it was a drop, does that discourage you moving forward to going back to that play?
That's why you play the games. I'm not discouraged by Julius dropping the football. I think if you go through, you know, preparation phase, and if you've seen the execution of play here over the last 6 or so weeks, I think you'd be confident to call it again.
Do you have a plan in place for Trotter for when you have to make a decision there and in what position he plays going forward?
I will answer the J.C. Treader situation here, I would think, this week sometime. But, you know, we need to talk to J.C. about those things first. Yeah.
Two more?
That fourth and one running play, I hate that second guess. I don't mean that. That's why not really.
Well, then don't do it.
Well, I guess what is it thinking about run the ball to the right behind Lane Taylor when you have to sit on the left?
Okay.
I guess what was the thing in there?
Well, did you look at the defense?
No, I guess that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, okay. Well, frankly, if you look at the defense, we got the defense we expected. That's why we used the motion. The angles were clearly what we're looking for. The blocking assignments on the right side were easier than the left side. I thought the block by Corey and Josh Sitton were as fine as a backside block that you could ever ask for. To be in a zone scheme and make a man adjustment like they did was outstanding. So, really, the stress of the blocking scheme was on the left side. So that's why I called it to the right.
Mike, as far as inside backers concerned, would you like to settle on one guy with AJ, or is there ways that can be beneficial?
We want to play as many of our players as we possibly can, particularly on defense. So,
Mike, is it feel that Morgan Burnett will be ready?
Morgan Burnett, yeah, I hope so. I mean, he's feeling better. I had a chance to visit with him and Sam. They're definitely getting better. I know their workouts before the game against the Saints. I know our training staff felt that they were, you know, improving.
That Shields as well.
Correct, yeah.
How much was Morgan's presence in the box against the run missed last night? How much did that play into the inflated numbers that they had?
We missed Morgan last night. I think that's, you know, anytime you have your quarterback back there as far as the communicator and things like that, we weren't as smooth with our adjustments as we've been with him in there. But it'll be good to get him back. I mean, you know, Morgan Burnett is off to a fine season. You know, he's the lead guy. Lead communicator in the back end, and you know, it's definitely something that was not in place last night.
Mike, when you went into the game, were you thinking it would be the fast-paced, so-called shootout type thing, or did it sort of morph into that when you hit the big play to Cobb, you know, on corner, kind of a scramble, and then they come back and hit you?
Well, I think the biggest thing when you're game plan is where do you apply the stress, and that's the way I've always viewed it. So, in our offensive approach to their defense, we expected a coverage game. We worked extensively on their pressure packages. We like it when teams pressure us. We look at it as opportunities for big plays. I thought the game from a preparation standpoint. Offensively, we were looking, you know, we were looking to be aggressive with them, and we were able to hit those plays. So I mean, it's like one thing. I mean, design them and designing plays and executing, it's really two different things. I mean, there's been plays that weren't great design and that were phenomenal execution. So I mean, it's and that's why I think when you look at those, you got to keep that in mind. But we went into the game offensively to be aggressive. Defensively, we needed to get them in third and long. I mean, that was really our goal, and we didn't hit that. And really, you know, that's like I said, the Achilles heel was the run defense, because I think it was a third and, you know, they had 11 third downs, and nine of them were third and four and less. I mean, you're playing uphill as a defense there against an offense like that, because now they're in the run pass mode all the way through. Their play action passing game is obviously has a more of an impact on your, you know, your front seven, and they were able to hit the big shots on our back end.
Mike,